This is OTB AM.
That's a load of nonsense. Because he's English, he's led Liverpool to a Champions League and he's led him to a Premiership title for the first time in 30 years. It's because he's English. That is outrageous to say that. Well, if you're looking for an headline, then there you go. That's it. That's all that. That's
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Weekdays from 7:30 AM, only on OTB Sports Radio. Live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
I signed for them after the Euros. And after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking,
regretting it.
What have I done? It was like I walked into a circus.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Phil. Who's getting relegated this season, Phil?
I went West Brom. I went Fulham and I went Sheffield United.
Did you not give a big shout out to Villa in the middle of that? Did you not say Villa were going to have first manager sacked?
No.
Did you not?
Definitely not. No, I said Villa would be all right.
Who was it? Definitely wasn't me.
Stephen Doyle, I think.
It's all there on the website, on OTB Sports. I hadn't got Villa anywhere near relegation when I saw that Grealish was staying, Watkins had signed, Emi Martinez, Maddie Cash, obviously Bertrand Traore has come in as well, and now Ross Barkley. I mean, Villa are looking up, not down.
They are looking up. You did say last week, I would say, that Villa don't have the players to create the chances that Leeds created. Is that a direct quote?
Did I say that?
I think you did.
Really? I was in here on Friday and I was talking about games that are must watch, and Liverpool Villa was one of the must watch games.
Friday. Definitely before that.
And Owen had said, until Liverpool absolutely destroyed Villa. And I said, no, this is a really tough game. And my God, did it prove to be very tough.
It was glorious. It was absolutely glorious. Yeah.
It made up for what happened last season.
Is it the weirdest result in Premier League history?
I don't know. See, in the space of 7 days, City have conceded 5, Guardiola's heaviest defeat. United have conceded 6 and Liverpool have conceded 7. So
Leicester got hammered by West Ham.
West Ham, David Moyes working from home. Unbelievable. Like, they're not going to let him. They're like, Dave, you just stay at home. You know, we'll send whatever you need out there, and you can maybe think about coming back in next year.
You did say that Liverpool need a better sub-goalkeeper.
I've been banging this drum for ages because Adrian, look, the hard thing about it is it's hard enough to get a decent keeper. Liverpool have got more than a decent keeper in Alisson. Now, that took a lot of pain on the defeat in Kiev. Liverpool lost the Champions League final as their goalkeeper had an absolute meltdown. So they signed a keeper off the back of that. But Alisson got an injury at the start of last season. There was rumours that he was going to miss the Arsenal game last week. Didn't. We saw how crucial he was with that save from Lacazette. And then when the news emerged yesterday that he was out, and then I saw Klopp's quotes before the game, said it was a shoulder injury. There was a few Liverpool fans, and I texted them saying, this isn't good, because when Adrian plays, you can just see the difference. And I don't know what Andy Robertson was doing 4 minutes in, pinging a ball at him.
Giving him an early touch, I believe it's called. Let him get his feet under him. Get a bit of confidence in him.
Okay, fine. Play it along the ground then. Don't ping it at him. And then he gives it away. Joe Gomez doesn't exactly cover himself in glory with his attempt to try and stop Ollie Watkins. But at stages during the game, you could see Liverpool players do not want to pass the ball back to Adrian. So that's what Liverpool are going to have to do for the next few weeks, basically.
I do think, though, that there is like a significant pattern emerging where if you punt the ball from anywhere in the right midfield quadrant over to the left corner and have somebody who's fast running onto it, then Liverpool are in trouble. We've seen it enough now. Like, Villa should have scored 12 goals last night.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you're Joe Gomez or Virgil van Dijk, and that ball's been punted, you're a little bit more wary of it because of who's behind you.
I know, but you can also just drop back a few feet.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Jurgen Klopp spoke about how he's got a very little time to work with his players before the Merseyside derby, but he'll have plenty of time to analyse what went wrong and what they need to change. And, you know, if...
Can they sign a goalkeeper today?
They can, but I don't think they will. So that would suggest they're going to stick with Adrian, because I don't think they're going to call they're going to call on Queevey and Kelleher to say, right, now is your time to shine.
Could he be any worse than that?
Well, I just think if you're Adrian, your confidence must be absolutely shot to bits. And then he came out after the game and he tweeted, and it seemed to be the message from a lot of the Liverpool players was, tough one to take, that the team comes back stronger. And do you know what? It could turn out to be a pivotal result, and maybe Klopp just tweaks a few things, but Alisson is part of the reason that they can play with the high line and they can basically take a gamble on players getting caught offside. But if they do, by chance, get in behind, that Alisson will be there to sweep it up. Adrian is not Alisson. We know that. But it's going to be some nervy few weeks for Liverpool fans watching games if Adrian's in goal, especially that Merseyside derby. I mean, Pickford didn't cover himself in glory on Saturday against Brighton, but you know, he's looking like a much better option than Adrian at the moment.
Phil, just on Gerard's point there about the ability of teams to ping one over the top towards the left of that Liverpool defence. Like, you look at that Leeds goal, that Jack Harrison goal, which kind of summed up that first weekend performance. Like, I was kind of watching it back again last night because it was up for goal of the month on Match of the Day. And I was fully sure that it was Trent Alexander-Arnold who was totally at fault for that Jack Harrison goal. But actually, Joe Gomez's tracking in that instance could probably be a lot better. He was obviously the scapegoat last night because he was the worst defender on the pitch. Like, I'm not saying for one second that he's in, like, that they need to sign a centre back to replace Joe Gomez whatsoever. But does there need to be a better backup there? Does there need to just be a situation where they can call in somebody else
just
if someone like Gomez has a disaster?
Just play Fabinho. They kept one clean sheet this season in the league, Liverpool, and that was when Fabinho played centre half against Chelsea. And
so would you be up for replacing, for moving Fabinho to centre back beside Virgil van Dijk with everybody fit and firing?
For the moment, yeah, until Matip comes back in. And that's, at half time, I was thinking, get somebody on in midfield and drop Fabinho back, because Joe Gomez just wasn't at it. And one thing you get with Fabinho ahead of Joe Gomez is Fabinho is firmer in the tackle. He'll put in a tackle. I mentioned the Watkins, the first goal. He just waltzed inside. I know it's very tricky when you're defending and you're retreating and you're afraid to touch opposing players in the box in case you give away a penalty, but it just, he wasn't quick enough there. Whereas I think back to the Chelsea game, Timo Werner had a run at Fabinho early on, and Fabinho, the next time Werner had a go at him, he won the tackle, and you know, it was a really composed display from Fabinho, and actually allayed any fears Liverpool fans would have had of not having another centre-half. Obviously, Lovren had gone, whatever fans thought of Lovren, but to actually have another body there. But yeah, I'd have no problem with Fabinho there. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what Gareth Southgate does. He's hardly going to go with a central defence of Harry Maguire and Joe Gomez, because there's two players that had absolute shockers yesterday.
Well, I want to see that.
Well, I thought he was going to score one of the goals of the season yesterday when he took off, but not a good day for Joe Gomez. And he had looked good against Arsenal, but at times he just, I think maybe he just finds the game so easy at times that he just relaxes a bit too much. But yeah, plenty to worry about. I wonder, would it be even worth putting Van Dijk in at the right-hand side of that central defence just to maybe shore things up on Trent Alexander-Arnold's side?
All of a sudden there's a little bit of doubt there from a Liverpool team who are like, whew, super stratospheric success, crushing all comers.
Yeah, but look, I've said this all along, that this season is not going to be mid-90s. This is going to be, you could end up losing 5 or 6 games and still winning the league. Because, look at some of the results so far. You mentioned West Ham. West Ham, in the space of a week, have won 4-0 and 3-0 against Wolves and Leicester.
Yeah.
And people were looking at West Ham's fixture saying, yeah, David Moyes isn't going to be around for much longer. And then they've done that. So
it's been 3 draws so far this season.
Change of formation, but obviously took Mark Noble out of the team as well. And I think Bowen's been a really good signing since they got him from Hull in January. But I think there's going to be some crazy results. Like, there hasn't been a nil all yet. So I know, obviously, things are not looking great in terms of what's going to happen around Ireland maybe the next few weeks. But if the Premier League obviously comes back in a couple of weeks after the international break and we get served up some of this, as sports fans, at least it's something to enjoy.
Yeah, a lot of goals. From Manchester United's perspective, we were speaking earlier on with Andy Mitten. He expects there to be a fair bit of business today. Let's assume Cavani is done. Let's assume Telles is done. What else can they do today? This is, our last official Deal or No Deal of the transfer window. What can they do?
They need a centre half. I mean, one thing we saw yesterday was you can't blame Victor Lindelof for this because he wasn't playing. And I've been watching their games all this season thinking, how does Lindelof get all the criticism when Harry Maguire is just as bad, if not worse, than them at the moment? I know Harry Maguire had a few issues off the field before the season started, but that goal that they conceded after going 1-0 up was comical stuff. Like, he wrestled Luke Shaw out of the way, and yeah, they just look so bad at the moment. Luke Shaw lucky not to get sent off, so you'd imagine that Tellez comes in and he takes over there. Central midfield, I feel sorry for Van de Beek. He doesn't know what he's got himself into at the moment, but surely he has to be getting a run in the team. And Pogba was dreadful yesterday. Matic, obviously, we've talked about him before, just doesn't have the legs. And Fred actually looked a lot better. He can get, at least he can get around the pitch when he came on. So I really expected after the Brighton win that maybe it might kick things on, the back-to-back wins over Brighton, because United have this habit of being a bit streaky where when they go on a run, the confidence is up. And, you know, when they go 1-0 up with the penalty, you think, yeah, maybe they can kick on. But you said Villa could have scored 12. Spurs could have done the same yesterday. It was frightening. By the way, how good was Harry Kane in his withdrawn role, where at one stage he came and he got the ball in the first half, turned Harry Maguire, and then pinged the ball along the ground like a little 8-iron on the edge of the green. Very little air in it, but it was unbelievable. But going back to United, yeah, it's the same thing. It's just rinse and repeat since Fergie left, that here they are, deadline closes at 11 o'clock tonight, they're scrambling. They're scrambling like Irish people used to scramble to an off licence on the Thursday before a Good Friday.
That's a great analogy. Is Jose Mourinho back?
He's got quite a good squad. You're looking at...
Doesn't he?
If they can get Skriniar, which the talk is that they'll get Skriniar from Inter Milan, then he definitely is an upgrade on Eric Dier. And yeah, they were clinical yesterday. But look, I think there's going to be days where Spurs will look very abject, so I wouldn't be getting too carried away. Like,
how is the team going to look that abject when they've got Son and Harry Kane? Like, that's brilliant. And then if Gareth Bale is 70% of Gareth Bale,
it depends. What's going to happen is if teams invite Spurs onto them, then that's like this. It suited Spurs so much to get that equaliser so soon and then just hit United on the break, and they just had so much space. That, like, United are at their best when they play teams on the break, but obviously they go chasing, so then Spurs just picked them off and it was a clinical display. But I just think, as I said earlier, this season, my feeling before the season started was this is going to be the hardest one to call in terms of what happens, and I stand by that, because whether it's the deal, I know you were talking to David Myler about the lack of crowds, and sometimes the games can have a training ground feel, but some of the results we've seen so far have been absolutely crazy, and I just don't think it's going to stop there.
Is your hunch, Phil, just on Spurs, that Matt Doherty is going to get his place back automatically here? Because, like, the last thing he would have needed is a Serge Aurier goal yesterday.
Serge Aurier played very well, didn't he? I mean, even the goal that he scored, he had a few chances, he got forward. And yeah, you wondered, was it just the fact that Doherty had played a few games? And, you know, he certainly didn't look match fit when he played for Ireland last month. In a way, we were kind of thankful that he didn't play, given what happened to Seamus Coleman on Saturday. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens after the international break. Now, the thing is, Aurier will have his moments where Mourinho will just say, nah, I need to take you back out of the team,
yeah,
because that rush of blood to the head where you give away a penalty or you do something silly. But this is what Mourinho wants anyway. He just wants competition. He has now competition for both fullbacks.
Yeah. Last question. Is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer the Manchester United manager at the end of October?
Yeah, I think he will be, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's because the Champions League, he got them into the Champions League, so he'll start the Champions League campaign, and they've got a really tough group. But I think if things start going wrong in the European competition, then it becomes a bigger issue. But
good chance it will. RB Leipzig and Paris Saint-Germain. Phil, a busy day today?
Yeah, looks like so a few deals already done. Obviously, Ben Godfrey has gone to Everton. Everton are, I mean, they must be rubbing their hands at the thoughts of facing Liverpool. Four wins from four. Haven't beaten Liverpool in 10 years in a derby. Adrian in goal. They must be thinking, right, this is the time. Godfrey is obviously one for the future. He's England under 21, a 5-year deal. They got him for 20 million. Rafinha has signed for Leeds, a winger from Rennes. And there's a talk, actually, that Josh Cullen could be going to Anderlecht on loan. So that's coming from the Belgian journalist Christophe Terreur. So,
breaking news. Big breaking news. Oh, and this is, you should do this.
I don't know how I can bring this to the people, to be quite honest. This is something, that person who's been very close to my heart, an individual who's been very close to my heart, it is Gunnar Source. The light that kept shining, the light that you thought would never go out. Arsenal have made famous mascot Gunnar Source redundant as part of their cost-cutting process, which is sickening and a blow to everybody who likes nice things in life.
God damn you, COVID.
God damn you, COVID is right. I always thought it was an asteroid that did away with the dinosaurs. Turns out it was actually coronavirus.
Deal or no deals in the books?
I signed for them after the Euros, and after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking,
regretting it.
What have I done? It was like I walked into a circus.
It's amazing, isn't it?
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.